Yeah.
It's been a long day. Ah, it's good. Hello. Welcome. Well, I was just getting started, but glory to God, for He is good and His love endureth forever. Let's get this plugged in, and then the microphone can be better. Glory to Him. Well, I hope that you guys had a wonderful, fabulous Sunday worshiping God together and allowing Him to build you up and to lead you into a community that loves the Lord our God, who reigns forever and who is such a good King. And so, my name is Pastor Josh Pan, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls so they can say yes to Jesus first forever. Type Jesus forever in the chat, please. Type Jesus forever and throw that thumbs up so I know that you are here. Sam Place, hello. Marissa, Deanna, welcome. I'm going to open up also my TikTok live. And also, where's my phone? Well, I need to grab my phone so I can go live on like as well. But glory to God. Well, maybe I don't need to go today. Nah. I'll just turn on my TikTok. And as you can see, it's kind of hot here. And we're in California, and it's getting hot, and there is no air condition here. So, I hope that you are staying at a great temperature. But, you know, we still praise God for the heat, for the cold weather, for everything that He does for us. Because it's just His creation, and we get to experience the different seasons of life as we worship Him and follow Him. And so today, we're actually looking into the Word of God, a tool for you to grow, to build you up, and to lead you. And actually, in Sunday sermon, we actually had a service where we learn how to live a life that is authentic to God. And that is looking at the life of Jesus, who had the heavenly identity, and He showed us which identity it is that we should be living by, which is in Him and not through the world, but only through Jesus. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Great. Let me get this started. It's almost started. Yeah, my computer is taking a little while now, but glory to God, and I hope that you guys are having an amazing time. We're looking into godless kings in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 33 to chapter 16 to 14. So it looks like we're running through the rest of 1 Kings, of the six kings that were in rulership of northern Judah, of northern Israel, and then how they were wicked, how they were godless. And we can see here that, sowing and reaping, okay? About godless kings who are sowing and reaping. So, I tried to different stands for my microphone, but I have not found one just yet that was perfect. I went through 1, 2, 3, 4 different stands, and yet it's been disappointing. The first one, it would not be big enough to accommodate for this piece right here. The second one was just a little too high. The third one, the arm would not even, I think it was just misbuilt. But hey, glory to God that we're going to have another one. My wife ordered another one. And then by God's grace, may that be the one that is used in this live stream, so I don't have to be holding it. And so that I can just be speaking to you guys comfortably. So we're going to be looking into sowing and reaping. Reaping as in like gathering and harvesting. And the stories of so many Israel kings recount not only to their wicked leadership, but also their tragic impact of their godless ways that they had on their next generations, their sons and their son's sons. And so that's why what you do really impacts those around you. And also those who come after you. And although a wicked man, Jeroboam, he reigned for 22 years, while his son, just as wicked, lasted only for 2 years. But Asa, he rules for 24 years, but his son, Elah, is only
assassinated after 2 years. So God, he reveals through Jehu, the prophet, the truth of his word that the sins of the fathers will be visited upon the children, which was found in Exodus chapter 34, verse 7. And these kings left a legacy of destruction while with their children, reaping the evil that they have sowed. Whether or not we are parents, the choice that you make in your lifetime will bring about circumstances that will prove either uplifting or destructive for generations that will come after you. So let us sow what pleases God. Let us live a righteous life. Let us live to build God's kingdom so that you yourselves and those who come after you may reap a life of that generational blessings that God has for you. Yes, Marissa Evans, we love to see each one of you guys and appreciate all of you guys for being here. So let's read the Word of God from 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 33. In the third year of King Asa of Judah, Baasha, son of Ahijah, he became king of all Israel in Tirzah, and he reigned for 24 years. And he did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord, walking in the ways of Jeroboam and in his sin by worshipping false idols, and which he had caused the entire Israel to commit sin. And then, verse 1 of chapter 16, then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, son of Hanani, against Baasha. I lift you up from the dust and made you the leader of my people, Israel. But you walked in the ways of Jeroboam and caused my people, Israel, to sin over and over again and to provoke me by anger into anger by their sins. Wow. You don't want to be provoking God, who is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You don't want to be provoking the one who created you. He is your creator, and he wants good things for you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to help you grow in a life that is full of meaning and purpose. And that's why it's so important to walk in the ways of our Lord, our God, and to allow him to transform our lives and to trust him and to build our life upon his firm foundation. So, he says in verse 3, so I'm about to consume Baasha and his house, and I will make your house like that of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and dogs will eat those belonging to Baasha who die in the city, and the birds of the air will feed those who die in the country. And as for the other events of Baasha's reign, what he did and his achievements, are they not written in the books of annals of the kings of Israel? Wow, Baasha, he rested with his fathers and was buried in Tirzah, and Elah his son, was succeeded him as king. And moreover, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Jehu, son of Hanani, to Baasha and his house because of all the evil that he's done in the eyes of the Lord, provoking him by anger, to anger by the things that he's done. And becoming like the house of Jeroboam, and also because he destroyed it. And in the 26th year of the reign of Asa, the king of Judah, Elah, the son of Baasha, became king of Israel, and he reigned in Tirzah for 2 years. Then Zimri, one of the officials who had commanded half of his chariots, plotted against him. And Elah was in Tirzah at that time, getting drunk in the home of Arza, that man in charge of the palace in Tirzah. And Zimri came in and struck him down and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah. And then he succeeded him as king. As soon as he began to reign and was seated on the throne, he killed off Baasha's whole family. Oh, just like Baasha did to King Jeroboam's whole family. And he did not spare a single male, neither relative or friend. So Zimri destroyed the whole family of Baasha in accordance to the word that the Lord has spoken against Baasha through the prophet Jehu. And because of all the sins Baasha and his son Elah has committed, and it caused Israel to commit it. So they provoked the Lord and the God of Israel to anger by their worthless idols. And as For the other events of Ella's reign and all that he did, are they not written in the books of annals of the king of Israel? Wow, we can see how this is a journey, how condensed these 40 years was plugged into the word of God into just a couple of verses, like 10 verses, seeing how rebellious kings raised up new rebellious kings who displeased God, and eventually they paid for their sins. So you want to stick to the end, because we know that the word of God is alive and powerful, and that you can learn so much and you can be built up even by reading the Old Testament of 1 Kings. And so Baasha, he was engaged in this constant warfare with King Asa, and there was the never-ending peace, never-ending rivalry, and instead of attempting to establish a social and religious reform as King Asa did, Baasha, he was gripped by the spirit of greed. Have you been gripped by the spirit of greed before? Coveting for more power, seeking for more territory for yourself? Keep in mind that Baasha came to power by assassinating King Nadab, the son of Jeroboam. But just as he was doing so himself, several generations after him, or the generation after him, that exactly happened to him as well. Wow. The murdering of the existing ruler. Several assassins within the kingdom. That's so terrible, because if you are fighting within yourself, then it's just turmoil. It's just no peace at all. It's just terrible. But when you are at peace in yourself, now you have God in you who loves you, who cares for you, and who gives you eternal love and peace, then you will find yourself in a better place, in a better place. I'm going to see if we can jump into the next passage where we went into chapter 16, verse 1 to 14. Yeah, this is great. So, there was a brief evil reign of Ella over the northern kingdom. And as soon as his father Baasha died, Ella assumed the throne. But his reign, it only lasted for 2 years in fulfillment of God's prophetic judgment. And he was assassinated by Zimri, one of his own military commanders. And however, Ella, he was not assassinated while he was on the battlefield, but while he was drunken, while he was drinking, while he was just partying at the home of Azra, his royal official in charge of the royal palace. And while the king was drunk, his commander Zimri joined the drunken party, and at some point, he assassinated the king. Wow. And having taken over the crown for himself, Zimri, his first action to protect his power was by killing all of Baasha's heirs. And he did not stop with the heirs. He also killed all the friends of Ella. Anyone who might try to contest his claim to the throne by seeking retaliation or revenge, Ella, he just destroyed them within the kingdom, within the palace. And note that this assassination was a fulfillment of Jehu's prophecy of judgment. And the reason for the judgment was spelled out by this scripture that you want to learn today. Because he lived an evil life in the eyes of the Lord, committing the very same sins as his father Baasha, and as those of King Jeroboam. They were worshiping false idols. They were not cleansing the temples of false gods. Instead, they were worshiping Baal, worshiping the golden calves, worshiping the idols in the high places. And so, that was detestable to God. It was against God. And because of that, inevitably, their life was taken. And even from within, their rulership were not solid on the foundation of God's plan, on God's wisdom, on God's will. And so, we can see how much killing, how much death there is going on in the northern kingdom of Israel just because they did not follow the one true God. And that's why it's so important for us to learn, hey, there are consequences if we do not follow God with our life, with our heart, with our soul. There are dangers. We may fall into the traps of the devil, into traps of greed, into the traps of the world, if we do not humble ourselves before the Lord our God and say, you are our God. Lord, protect me from the evil one. And let your name be known throughout my life, throughout this live stream. May you be glorified. Amen. Amen. So, these were all recorded in there. So, what can you learn from this? What can you learn from this? And we're going to go into the Word of God soon to support what we learned from this. Amen? And it's going to be awesome. So, you're going to want to watch to the end. So, in no way was King Ella prepared to defend himself against the assassination. He was in a drunken state, engaged in partying, engaged in trivial things, in things that did not matter. And he was completely caught off guard. He was not watching. He was not on alert or prepared to guard his life or the welfare of the nation while he was ruling. And obviously, he was living a life of sin, of indulgence, instead of watchfulness and righteousness. And he was failing to execute justice and morality throughout the land. So it is with many throughout the world today. We can compare that to people today. People are living lives of partying, of drunkenness, of drugs, of alcohol, of addiction and gaming, of ways that are not building God's kingdom, not walking in a life where they can glorify God. A lot of people are sleeping. A lot of people are unaware of what's going on in this world today. They're just letting things happen to them, going with a flow, going with what is offered to them, and they're taking it for granted. And they have no sense of spirit in watchfulness or being alert to the commandments of the Lord and His return. One day, Jesus will return to earth just like that, so quick that everyone, well, so many people, like 99.99% of the world will be caught off guard. And it's so scary because the Lord can return at any moment. And you are to be looking, you are to be watching for His return, making sure that you are sober and alert for our Lord Jesus Christ. Making sure that you are walking in His ways, making sure you are doing His will. You want to be alert. You want to be urgent in saying, Jesus forever. You are my King forever. And I will follow you all the days of my life. You have not taught me to live a life of evilness, of wickedness. You have not taught me to live a life that is lying and cheating and murdering, living a life that is hurting other people. No, you have not. Instead, you have taught me to live a life of righteousness, a life of love, of joy, of peace, live a life of gratitude. You have taught me to live a life that according to the ways that Jesus has lived His life, He had great blessings for you and me. No doubt about it. He wants to give you a peace in your heart, in your mind. He wants you to take away those burdens that are holding you down, that's trying to destroy you, wreck you, and steal you from yourself. The devil, he's here. Prowling like a roaring lion. No, not a roaring lion. Yeah, prowling like a lion. Seeking for those to devour. He's looking to devour you. But when you are on alert, when you're humbled and following God, He has no possibilities of devouring you. He has no power over you. In fact, you have power over the devil as you carry the sword of truth, wearing the belt place, the b- breastplate of righteousness, the belt of... Man, wearing the armor of God, that is what you wear, so that you will be alert and ready. So, you are to be looking, watching for his return, and you are even to be longing for his return. For when he returns, it means that justice will be perfectly executed upon the earth, and that righteousness will rule and reign from shore to shore through all the nations of the world. And for this reason, God warns you against sin of drunkenness and murder. He warns you against drunkenness and sin. As we can look into our favorite part of Bible verses, he warns you. All right, so number one, God warns you against drunkenness. It says in Luke chapter 21, verse 34 to 36. And take heed to yourself. Be on guard, so that your heart will not be weighed down and with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who dwell in the face of the earth. But keep on alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and stand before the Son of Man. Wow. You guys got to heed to yourselves. You guys got to be strong in the Lord, because there's going to be suffering. There's going to be the coming of our Lord Jesus. And we don't want to be caught off guard. The things of the world are going to try to drag you down and to lead you towards the wrong direction. And that's why it's so important that you say, yes, Lord, I will follow you today and all the days of my life. And I will not get drunk. And I will not lead another brother to getting drunk, because that life, it only causes a numbness in your life. It causes you to be less conscious about what you're doing, what you're thinking, less focused on what really matters. Who can ultimately heal your life? Who can bring you out of darkness? Who can save you and heal you of your grief, of your misery, of your shame and regret and anxiety and depression? Who is the one? That is Jesus, himself. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Jesus, the one who is King over all. Praise the Lord, JJ. So that's why we praise God every day with a thankful heart. And we don't take it for granted. Instead, we just glorify him. Amen. Romans chapter 13, verse 13, it says, so let us behave properly as in the day, not carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy. Romans was written by Apostle Paul, and he was writing to Rome, and he was telling you guys, don't live in rioting and drunkenness. Don't live in talking about things that are pointless. Don't live in strife or jealousy or envy. Instead, walk honestly. Walk in the ways of the Lord. Walk in his righteousness, as the day is coming. The day of the Lord is coming. The Lord's return is coming. And so you must be ready. You must turn to him and say, yes, Lord, I will follow you. Yes, Lord, I will do your will. That day of reckoning, it's coming, guys. And that's why we must, absolutely must, spread the word, share and plant the seeds of the gospel, and allow him to build us up and to lead us and to teach us and to give us strength to go through all this. And you know who gives you that strength? That is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus, he has defeated sin on that cross. He has defeated death on that cross. He is victorious and victorious overall. And because we follow our Lord Jesus Christ, that means we also live a life of victory, in victory. A life knowing that we are on the winning side, not on the losing side. So we go from victory to victory. We don't go from victory to defeat. We don't go from glory to shame. We go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. We go from faith to faith, and we walk in His ways all the days of our life. Because Jesus, He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. And that's why we can just praise Him all the days of our life, singing goodness, of His goodness, of His mercy, of His grace, and saying, Lord, You love us, You care for us, and You never let us down. So we praise You. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 10. It says, or do you not know the unrighteous? They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do not be deceived, do not be tricked, neither fornication, idolaters, adulterers, and homosexuals, and thieves. They will not be able to inherit the kingdom of God. It says, drunkards, revilers, or swindlers. Wow, these are a bunch of things, or activities, or evil things that people do, that God said, no, you should not do this. You should not be walking in the ways of evilness. Instead, you should walk in the ways of our God, our love, our King. Amen. Praise God. So, Jesus has everything to do with me because He saved my life. He added value to it. And He gave me everything, even when I did not deserve it. He gave me eternal life. He gave me salvation. He gave me hope and peace and joy, true joy and life. And that's why Jesus has to do with me. Someone said, what does a white man have got to do with you? I praise Him. He's got everything to do with me. And He's got everything to do with you. Jesus, really, He changed and shifted humanity, the course of humanity, and gave you access into the heavenly kingdoms. And you have a choice whether or not you want to access and receive that gift from our Lord Jesus Christ. Right, NCB? From Philadelphia? Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess. Do not be drunk with wine. Instead, it says, life access removed. Violation. Because of hateful and speeches and hateful behaviors. Do you deserve, I say, man. So, I just got banned on TikTok live. Select up to 3 reasons. TikTok should allow content. Oh man, I have to appeal. TikTok should allow content like mine. Yes, it should, right? They should allow content like mine. And something else. Okay. Submit. I think it's a mistake, guys. Just getting banned, live access. Oh man. Heavenly Father, I pray that Your mighty hand will continue to build this community up, to build Your kingdom up, to allow Your name to be glorified all the days of our life. Lord God, there is no one like You. And so we praise You for the opportunity to worship You, to be part of Your kingdom. Even though there's persecutions, even though people are going against God, Lord, we will not take this for granted. And we will continue to walk in Your ways. Amen. Uh-huh. All right. I saved that. Okay. Submit. Alright. Okay, guys, you know what happened. But the stream must be... It must continue. Because we're just reading the Word of God. Amen. You know, I'm so used to it. So used to people just making fun of me. So used to people trying to stop the Word of God being spread. But God cannot be stopped. He's too powerful. He's too good. And He is the best relationship that you can ever have. And that's why I don't stop. I will not stop. All the days of my life, I committed to preaching His Word. No matter what. Even if I'm sick and with low energy, I'm going to praise His name. I'm going to play worship music. I'm going to worship Him all my life. Amen. So, the point is, guys, do not be drunk with wine. Do not drink. Do I get drunk? No, I don't drink. I don't waste time with that. I have other things that I struggle with, like gaming, but still, do not turn away from God and always put Him first in your life. Amen. Shelley says, God bless you. Glory to God. So, he says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11, woe to those who rise up early in the morning that they may be pursuing the strong drink, alcohol, and who stay up late in the evening that wine may inflame them. Yeah, that's terrible. And he have... What is this? Habakkuk. Woe to you who make your neighbors drink, who mix in your venom even to make them drunk. Hey, I thank you guys for joining me. I don't take anything for granted because our Lord, our God, He's so good. And He makes a way for us when there's no way. He makes a way for us here on earth to glorify Him, to praise Him, to walk in His ways. And when you choose to live a godly life, then you will see blessings, goodness, His mercy come after you. And your cup will overflow in the name of Jesus, that you will see this never-ending rain of God's goodness in your life. And so, we choose to follow Him. We choose to make God the CEO, the King of our life, the CEO of our business, the Master who is so good to you and me. We choose to walk in His ways and say, You are my Lord, my God, my King, and I will not stop praising You all the days of my life. Amen. Amen. Jesus forever. Jesus forever, guys. Jesus first forever in your life. That's the most important thing. You see, when these kings, they rejected Jesus, they did not put Him first. They actually put themselves first, their drunkenness, their own desires first. And that's why we can see that they were punished eventually for that. And I don't want to see any of you guys also going down the wrong path. I don't want to see you guys being punished and being eternally separated from God. I want to see you guys in heaven one day. I want to see you guys rejoicing and praising God with your life. I want to see you guys being an impact in your city, in your country, in your state. I want to see you guys being able to be an influence for God's kingdom, in your family, in your community. Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Amen. Amen. And then the second thing was, God warns you about committing murder. Now, you might not be like, oh, I literally don't kill people, so I'm okay from this. But this committing murder, it could be even like spiritual too. And so, God really warns that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteous men who hold the truth of unrighteousness. If you hold the truth of unrighteousness, then that is evil. That's unrighteous and that's ungodly. That's killing. That's murdering. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents without understanding, covenant breakers without natural affections. Wow. Who knows the judgment of God that they commit such things is worthy of death? That second death is our soul dying, our soul being given up to the lake of fire when we do not follow in his ways. So they are worthy of this death when they do not follow the ways of God and they do not heed to his judgment. And they do not say, yes, Lord, you are my Lord, my Savior, and I will not walk in the ways of evil. Instead, they have pleasure in them that they do. And so that's a really dangerous part in life. Now, that was Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, murder. Okay? And then First John chapter 3, verse 15. It says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Wow. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. It says, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood will be shed. For the image of God has made him. Whoever sheds his man's blood, by man's blood shall be shed. For in the image of God, he is made man. And then Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, it says, thou shalt not kill. Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you guys for joining me. Let me pray for us, and we can go into our questions. Lord God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your patience. And thank you for teaching us, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that you would allow us to live in your righteousness. You protect us, lead us, teach us, guide us, be our solid rock in which we stand. Lord God, thank you for your healing power over our life. And I pray that you would come upon everyone here that's still watching, that you bless them, build them up, and let them experience more and more of your goodness and your mercy. Father God, there is no one like you. So we thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And thank you for never letting us down and for showing us the way, the truth, and the life. Father God, we come before you humbled and chucking our egos out the door and putting our pride down because you are the God of blessings. You're the God of wisdom. You're the God who gave us eternal life. And so we follow you all the days of our life because you're the way, only way that we can go. Lord, thank you for this life. Thank you for this live stream. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I pray that you lift them up high, high, and let them experience more of you. Let them walk in your ways in commitment. And for those who want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, pray with me. Lord God, I come before you. And I declare my life is committed into your hand all the days of my life. No longer will I be walking in my own ways or in the ways of the world, but in your ways. May your will be done, not my own. May your plans, your thoughts, and your way fill my mind and not just my own. And may you anoint me and give me the power to continue forward strong in Christ. In the ways I speak, my words, in the ways I do my everyday life, in my habits, in my character, Lord God. Let me operate out of your goodness and your mercy. I love you, God, because you never let us down. And you always come through for us. We love you, God. And in Jesus' most holy name, amen. We're committed to reading the word of God, to praying to him, and to building his kingdom. If you have any questions, anything, let me know. Prayers, let me know. So I can pray for you and be with you. And glory to God. Amen. So, type Jesus forever. Because we're going to put Jesus forever in our life. And the questions, four questions. Let's see if we can run through this. Oh, just two. Number one, what aspects of your life and character can trace back to the choices of previous generations? You see, my life, I'm a pastor right now. My dad was a pastor. My grandparents on both sides, they were pastors. They were all worshiping God and glorifying Him and walking in His ways and teaching the Word of God. And by the grace of God, He's given me the same anointing power in order to do the same. And in order to do it differently as well, online. They did not have internet back then. I was a missionary kid, pastor's kid. And so I'm an eighth, seventh generation Christian in my life. And we give God all glory, all praise. Amen. Number two, how do you weigh the impact of your choices? Well, you see, every day, or most of the days, I just pray to God and say, hey, there are three wins I want to see today and three wins I want to see tomorrow. What can I do? Or I commit to doing those. And did I complete these wins? Did I work on exercising? Did I work on preaching the Word of God? Did I work on the videos that I'm publishing each and every day? If I did, great, awesome. Am I bringing people to God? Am I winning souls? If I did, awesome. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, for He is good. And so, Lord, I pray for Shelley Freeman, for her daughter who is sick. And I pray that your mighty hand would be upon the daughter, that you would eradicate every single germs and sickness that is holding her down, Lord God, that you would lift her up and allow her to have that healing presence and healing power of God. Lord Jesus, you are the great physician. So we pray for your holy healing upon the life of Shelley's daughter. In Jesus' most holy name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing your prayer request. For God is good. All the time. And all the time, God is good. Man, my live access suspended on TikTok. Until the 19th. I will be back on the 19th. Hopefully my appeal is given. Okay? My appeal. Alright? But, hey, God, I'm still preaching His word. God is good. He's still in charge. Amen? He is still in charge. Our King, our Lord, our Savior, He is in control. Amen? We thank you, Jesus. Amen, Shelley. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank you guys, each one of you. Thank God for each one of you. And may you be equipped. Tomorrow we'll be going into the next part of 1 Kings. And it is going to be on a divided kingdom from 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 15 to 28. And we're going to be talking about the pathway to tragedy. And also the pathways to peace. It's going to be great, guys. It's going to be amazing. Amazing, amazing. So, hey, thank you for joining me. I must go to dinner with my wife and then make more videos. And then, yeah, all glory to God, for He's good. And may He continue blessing you, building you up. And thank you. I really thank you guys for being here. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you. Amen. Take care, everyone. Everyone have a good day. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.